KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, fog with about 1/10 of a mile visibility outside of our studios just north of Atlantic. And we look for patchy areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy, a high of 75, currently 50 degrees. National Weather Service earlier this morning did say that there was a good possibility of fog across the listening area through about 9 a.m. before visibilities begin to improve with daytime heating. In the news, the Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening received a report from the Iowa Association of School Boards survey research consultant Tony Vanderzil with regard to a district IASB commissioned survey of parents, students, community, and administration that rated several district areas of performance and weaknesses. Vanderzil said three summary questions highlighted areas in need of improvement, what the district does well, and what needs to change.
29%. The parents and community would say that preparing their students for college, career, and life would be the most important priority for them. Meeting individual needs is quite high. The next summary question says, what does the Atlantic School District do well? Technology, especially from the students, and they're likely to know as well as anyone. Communication comes up there strong. Extracurricular activities, and the parents think that you do a good job of hiring and retaining quality staff members.
A third summary question asked, what are the needs for change in the Atlantic schools?
Anti-bullying comes through strong, and it did in several other places as well. That's not uncommon. Many school districts, especially the students, but parents as well, see anti-bullying as a huge problem to work on. I personally was bullied in high school, and I can relate. It's not fun.
Students responded also that teaching needs to change.
And again, they have a pretty good bird's eye view on the quality of the teaching. Too often, and I'm a teacher for decades, too often the teaching is about one older person standing in front of the class talking at the younger people, when it should be about getting students involved in learning tasks that engage them.
On the positive side of that, those students did say they were engaged enough in classroom activities, so they appreciated that. As far as whether or not the Atlantic School District has strong leadership, staff respondents to the survey rated leadership as low. Vanderzil said it's not clear whether they were referring to leadership by the school board, administration, or teacher leadership, or a combination of those. The survey featured 19 agree and disagree questions, which one of which dealt with the board staff responses to, are district standards clear and rigorous? Both school board and staff disagreed with that statement, which Vanderzil said is concerning because and perplexing because he said your district standards are the Iowa core standards. They have to be by law.
And they are clear and rigorous. I was on the state team that made sure they were. So the fact that they're not agreeing with that means one of two things. Either they don't know the Iowa core standards and that those are your standards, or they're not being implemented properly in your school district.
He said in any case, there is an easy fix, and that is to make sure every board member and staff person knows the Iowa standards are the district standards, and that should be posted on every teacher's board and the focus of school improvement goals. Another yes-no question asked in the survey was, this district does not make excuses about the level of student achievement. Well, apparently, staff members think the district does make excuses when student achievement is lacking. Vanderzil recommended the district release the survey results of the survey on its website and efforts to the district will take moving forward. He commended the board for having commissioned the survey, adding that it's risky, it's uncomfortable to open yourself up to this kind of feedback, and you should be commended, not threatened by it. Iowa law requires school districts to conduct need assessment survey, but current regulations do not stipulate how frequently that must be done. Rule of thumb, according to Vanderzil, is every 3 to 5 years. It's not clear when the Atlantic School District conducted its last needs assessment survey. Well, a follow-up to our story yesterday morning, at about the same time, the Harlan Fire Department was paged out to a large fire at Iowa Agricultural Biofibers Tuesday night. The building has ingredients for making feed and pelletizing feed. The blaze at 1916 900th Street was reported around 9:19 p.m., and it occurs at a facility located near Prairie Rose State Park, just off County Road M-47 and south of Highway 44. Harlan Fire Chief Roger Beeson explained what they found upon arrival.
The building was totally engulfed. And we had Harlan Fire, Medevac, Kirkman, Irwin, Kimbleton, Elkhorn, Walnut, and Avoca Fire assisting us.
Now, shortly after the original call about the fire, the calling party also reported that there was an explosion, but it was not the original cause of the fire.
There was multiple explosions, and this had to do with LP cylinders that were on, like, a forklift, and then there was a big telehandler in there, and when that burned, you know, you're going to have the pressure in the tires. So that would have been another explosion we would have heard, and then it was full of fuel also.
The cause of the fire was unknown. Fire crews, Beeson said, had to draw water from nearby Prairie Rose Lake.
We put one fire truck at the lake, and then as tankers come by, it just pumps the water out of the lake and fills up the tankers.
He said there were no injuries, and at this time the structure looks to be a total loss. Crews were on the scene until about 3:45 a.m. Wednesday. Well, the Mills County Sheriff's Office Wednesday reported two recent arrests. On Tuesday afternoon, 23-year-old Devin Lee Newland of Council Bluffs was arrested for driving while barred, possession of a controlled substance, and speeding. His bond was set at $4,000. And 43-year-old Vincent James Cerny of Omaha was arrested Monday morning at the Douglas County, Nebraska jail. He was wanted on a Mills County warrant for theft in the first degree and held on a $10,000 bond. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds reported Wednesday morning the latest COVID-19 data for the state. She said for the past 24 hours, there were 107 additional positive cases for a total of 3,748 positive cases in Iowa. There were no new counties with new COVID-19 cases, so that remains static at 84. There have been 522 new negative test results returned for a total of 22,496 negative tests to date, and that's good news. The state hygienic lab, she said yesterday, has 6,248 test kits available. 1,428 Iowans have recovered from the virus for a recovery rate of 38%.
And we have had an additional 7 deaths for a total of 90 deaths in the state of Iowa. And 51% of those deaths are among residents of long-term care facilities.
In the Regional Medical Coordination Center, or RMMC, update, Reynolds says there were 272 COVID-19 patients hospitalized. 70 were admitted in the previous 24 hours. 92 COVID-19 patients are being treated in an ICU, and 57 are on ventilators. There are also 4,082 inpatient beds available statewide for COVID-19 patients, 547 ICU beds, and 689 ventilators available for COVID-19 patient care. The governor said also another long-term care facility outbreak was reported
at St. Francis Manor in Poweshiek County, and this does bring the total number of long-term care facility outbreaks to 11.
More than 80,000 Iowans logged on to the testiowa.com in the past 24 hours and answered questions to assess whether they meet the guidelines for COVID-19 testing. Governor Kim Reynolds unveiled the website on Tuesday, and she said Wednesday nearly 250 Iowans are now scheduled to be tested this Saturday at a drive-through site in downtown Des Moines.
And we're identifying locations now for additional sites in other communities across the state.
To qualify for a test now, an Iowan must either have the symptoms, interacted with someone who already has tested positive for COVID, or been in a virus like hotspot like New Orleans or Chicago. Reynolds, though, is asking all Iowans to complete the Iowa test assessment, particularly Iowans who work in healthcare, law enforcement, manufacturing, or other essential services.
This, again, will help us kind of understand the scope and spread of the virus and help see if our workforce have symptoms. We can get them the test and get them back online.
The state is paying a group of private companies based in Utah $26 million to run the Test Iowa program, and she says the companies are responsible for acquiring the supplies to do the testing. Also, the Iowa Department of Public Health is offering coronavirus testing for all employees of long-term care facilities in Tama County because of a rising number of cases in that region. Governor Kim Reynolds announced Wednesday following the surge of cases at the National Beef Plant in Tama, where 177 workers tested positive for COVID-19. The Eastern Iowa plant resumed production Monday after being closed for 2 weeks due to the spread of the virus among its workers. Reynolds has frequently noted that a large percentage of those who have died from COVID-19 live in long-term care facilities. Also, she said Wednesday that there were 107 new positive coronavirus cases, and as I mentioned, 7 additional deaths, bringing the total number of deaths in Iowa to 90. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.